worked or something. But again, I would not be, I'm for postponing this motion until we hear a little bit more concrete in terms of where we are in terms of the licensing and distribution, where we are in the conversations with this, and then just to be able to look a little bit more at some of the wording of this.
Well, I'll take that. I'm going to be so bold as to suggest that we do postpone it and mm-hmm. then move on to the next item, because Pete said he needs to leave, and I don't think it has been counterproductive. I think we've actually got some items out on the table, you know?
Well, do we want to form some kind of working group to do, because not everybody agreed with everything in it, and there were suggestions, and I don't know. I don't know if anybody wants to, but I'd rather.
Are there proposed amendments?
It. Huh?
Are there proposed specific amendments?
I think someone has proposed to postpone the item.
This is Rob. I'd be happy to spend some time this week talking with Henry to see if we can't clarify to each other what our perspectives are and reconcile the different points of view that we have so that maybe we can be in sync.
But I think other people might want to weigh in, too.
Oh, sure. I'm not ruling that out. I'm just saying I think that we can reconcile some of our differences if we talk at greater length.
Would anyone else like to active in the discussion,
or would
we want to just kick this around on email?
Why don't we kick it around on email rather than form a group? I'll take back what I said. But I'd like to do that. I wouldn't like just to leave it postponed with nothing. I think we should really put our D's out on email and then see what we can come up with next time. Otherwise, it's just kind of in a limbo.
And also, Rob, are you on the licensing and distribution task force? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I convene it.
I know that's a ridiculous question for me, but everything got mumbled jumbled in my head. But I would like to, like I said, rather than just postpone sort of what Mary was saying, I think it would be great to get like a report. It could be from your official report, someone from the licensing and distribution task force.
If I gave you a report now, the other members of the committee would be concerned that I would.
I don't mean now. I mean postpone until we hear something more from the licensing and distribution task force about.
Yeah, some of the issues are fairly complex. I'm not sure that these things are complicated, but some of the issues around the liabilities of copyright because of the new Digital Millennium Copyright Act and because of some decisions that have been made by the Copyright Royalty Board that were never considered before, both commercial and non-commercial broadcasters that are using the internet rather than purely terrestrial radio are looking at costs which dwarf, by orders of magnitude anything they had before. And what this does is it doesn't change the way we do business at the FM stations, but it means that we're going to have to considerably change the way we do business if we're planning on doing other things on the internet. And yet we know that we have to do that. But so I'm happy to spend as much time talking with individual members or groups of members about those specifics as want to do that. But I also want to make sure that Henry and I can see eye to eye on what it is he's trying to do.
I think those discussions should be, rather than you and Henry alone discussing things, I think it'd be nice, that even if you're mainly talking, to copy the rest of us. So, I mean, we're all going to have to pass this or not just you and Henry. And
I didn't suggest that. I'm just saying
that
he and I have got some differences of opinion that have been defined, and I think if we spoke directly about them a little bit more, that we could perhaps talk to the rest of the committee from a more unitary perspective.
Well, if you were doing it by email, I would like the rest of us to be copied. That's all I'd say.
So we will
because I
just leave it there. Go ahead,
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Michael, could I say one word?
We're half an hour into this, and remember, Pete needs to leave.
Okay, all I want to say is I'd like to work on 3B with somebody, however it pans out. I could just put something online if that's all that's needed.
Yeah, put it online. Let's do it.
Okay, and we'll just let the committees work it and bring it up as old business. Next, I guess there should be a motion here, but I'm just going to recommend that bring it up as old business. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay. So I know Pete wanted to talk about, Pete, are you still going to talk about the concern you had regarding Greg Gumma?
Yeah, that's...
Is that the first thing on your
mind?
That
is, I think, more pressing in terms of time than the walkthrough of the sites, quite honestly.
Well, I'd like to get... I'd really like to get that walkthrough done, but I did, we're going to be talking about Greg Gumma's tenure, and we're going to be very mindful that this, it's kind of an edgy thing. We want to. We know that Greg sent out an email suggesting that, stating that he's going to step down sometime, maybe indefinite.
Could I just ask briefly, why is this committee taking that up?
I'll
it's a staff concern.
And also, I'm just curious why this committee would take up.
I'll explain
Pete,
it.
Pete asked
okay,
to.
Because this normally.
Yeah,
well,
it's
Pete's request, as a matter of the matter of his report.
Yeah, I appreciate you folks humoring me. I'm very mindful and respectful of the scenario. I just want to make you all aware and put it on the public record as to what my feelings are, specifically with regards to technology and concerns that I have.
By the way, Pete, could I just ask the committee if everyone's familiar with this situation? Does anyone have questions about the Greg Gumma letter?
I think we should just
hear what Pete has to say. Well, if we start a question and answer, we might be getting into territory we really shouldn't be doing.
Exactly.
I'd rather just hear Pete.
Okay, I just didn't know if anybody...
If they don't, we can talk about it later, but let's just hear what Pete has to say before.
I agree.
Okay.
My general feelings about technology and the budget and the financing and how things work with regards to the board and other, even the other station members, especially with regards to national technology, people generally don't understand the scenario that I operate in, and I want to express concerns regarding any possible turnover. I know there is inevitable turnover. Change is inevitable everywhere in life. I'm fully aware of that. But I'm talking about right now, in the immediate future, there is no technical budget for FY07. Let me give you an example. When Greg first came on board, I had to request a $2 monthly increase in our hosting fees. And he kind of yelled at me and said, you know, I'm the executive director. He didn't yell at me, but he said, I'm the executive director of a $17 million organization, and you're asking me about a $2 monthly, about $24 annual fee. You know, what, are you kidding me? And I said, Greg, you're aware that I don't have a budget, and I don't have the authority to approve anything. And so even little things like that, I have to go to my supervisor, who is the executive director. My experience when we had an interim executive director in the past was, it's just not on the radar. It's not a priority, and I was unable to have any progress. I was basically in a holding pattern for 13 months when we had interim scenario a few years ago. So I just want to let you folks know, because I don't want to hear afterwards from the board especially, but even the local station board members, but the national board members specifically, that we weren't aware of the impact it would have on your job or the impact it will have on national technology. Because there, in FY07, there is no line items for technology. The only expenses that are in the budget are hosting fees, which are just basically like your rent fees. You know, it's a minimum.
For the servers, you mean?
Correct, for our websites to host. And so having to bring in a interim would be more than devastating, considering all the work, the momentum that I've been building over the last few months, and projects that I'm completing or have completed, everything would come to a standstill. And I at the best case scenario. And so, I just want to express that. I don't want to go any further than that, because I don't want to risk getting into any personnel issues or executive session. I'm aware that change is inevitable, but I'm speaking to the immediate. And I think that, from my perspective, it would be very damaging to my work and to technology on the national level. National specials, any additional initiatives, and even current initiatives would be seriously, seriously impacted, negatively impacted. So that's the only thing I want to say now, because it's, I'm closing my 15th hour of work, so I'm going to go on to the other one. I mean, unless anyone feels they have a question that would be, you know, appropriate.
I'd like to talk.
Yeah,
this is John. I'd like to comment on this.
I'd like a small comment also.
And then if I could comment as well.
This is Henry, me too.
Okay, John, was it Mary, Lisa, then Henry?
Yeah, John, Mary, Lisa.
I completely agree with Pete. He's got it absolutely correct. This will impact us to a point where things that we have on the table, things that we're working on, projects we work on, will come to a complete standstill. So thank you, Pete, for putting that so eloquently.
Mary?
Yeah, thank you very much. I couldn't agree with you more. If it doesn't, this is how I feel exactly as well. If it doesn't come out like that, just know that I really appreciate that you did say that, and I'm totally in agreement with you, and I'll do everything I can to see that we don't have to have such a thing. Thanks.
Lisa?
Well, I just want to say I think that what has to happen, because we can never guarantee anything. A lot of things are going on that, of course, cannot speak about, but I think we need to have it, and this is regardless of who the executive director is or who anybody is, but to have something that can be functional such that if there is change, unforeseen or foreseen, that happens, things don't necessarily have to come to a standstill. And I think that one of the things that has to happen, and I was on the technology committee last year, and one of the things with technology, because it's really like speaking a whole other language with some of us. You know, we're interested. Yeah, we like the gadgetry and all that kind of stuff. But beyond that, most of us, I'll speak for myself, don't understand all the mechanisms that it takes to make it happen. And that could have been one of the issues with previous committees. And I think we need to begin to have very concrete things, for example, so that no matter what, whoever we're talking with, we can understand we need a budget for technology. And that these are some of the things that we need. Boom. These are some of the things that we're going to be working on. We have to put that, you know. And Pete, I know you've helped put things on my radar that I was not even aware of, and I appreciate that. But to be able to say, look, this is what it is, so that we have when we're in those meetings, or when directors, I should say, are in those meetings with the national board, we can say, wait a minute. We know that technology needs this, or you know, the various, I think that's the thing that sort of has to happen, so that no matter who may or may not be there, or who leaves or who doesn't leave, even if somebody within the technology committee left, which I hope doesn't happen, but we can at least say, okay, we got something. We know we'll be affected by it, but we have something so that the whole thing just doesn't stop, so to speak. So I think that just goes to show another way in which the technology committee has to work and has to understand the best we can what are the things that the people who are actually implementing the technology, what are the day-to-day things that they need to work and also for future things, you know, some of those nuts and bolts day-to-day things that we need, so it doesn't, you know, so change doesn't have to be so hard, you know, when it happens. That's all.
Thank you. Henry.
Yeah, that's a lot of what I was going to say, but just to make it a little more specific, I don't know what the timetable is for the national budget, but I imagine it comes up in a few months, and seems to me that we, if we have any influence on that process, we should try to make sure that there is a technology budget for 08 so that it isn't completely dependent on any one individual, so that it's... you know, there's a kind of a appropriation and an expectation that about what the needs are and what the resources we're committing toward those needs are, and that should, you know, that can go on. It's quite frightening to hear that our prospects in dealing with technology depend entirely on one person who may choose to or may be pushed or may choose to walk. And we should really move, as
I mean, to me, the most urgent thing that I hear in that is, wow, what can we do to make sure that it ceases to be true? I'm done.
All right.
Thank you.
So,
thank you, everybody. Appreciate that.
Should I go through the walkthrough, I guess? Yes.
I want to go into big picture objectives and barriers and then some bullets on what I'm working on before I go through the walkthrough. And okay. I'll be as generous as I can with my time because I know you folks have been waiting to do this. I thank all you folks for hearing me and letting me put this agenda item, what we just spoke about, up on the agenda, and I appreciate all your concerns. Every one of them, I agree with all of what you all said. I don't want to say it's dependent on one person, but the process of getting the FY08 budget done, I'm hoping that you folks will play a big role in ensuring that what we need is in place, resources, et cetera. But an executive director plays a big role, as well as a CFO, as well as myself as staff. And last year, Greg was new, and it was a learning curve, and he wasn't able really to fully understand and go to bat for all the needs. And this year, I feel, would be the year that I could have an executive director who understands the needs and could articulate them in the budget for me. And then I have a committee here, you folks, that are active, more active than ever. So this is the first year where potentially I can have a budget that reflects the needs, both from the executive director or the technology committee, if things stay as is. That's all I want to say, and I appreciate that. And I really, as staff for 5 years now, going into my sixth, I really appreciate this, and I thank you all for the time.
You're welcome. I hope we can do more.
Okay, so I will try to be quick, but I don't want to speak so fast that I lose you all, and if I do, some just tell me, to slow down.
I just want to say I'm going to make a little noise because I have to switch phones so you'll hear another.
What point of information? What's mute on
it'll
this
pound?
It'll
just be me coming off. And
it's pound one.
Pound one.
Thank you, Mary.
Great.
I'm going to be muting, and then at some point I'm going to have to get step off. So I'm very sorry, but I'm glad to participate the way that I should.
Thank you.
I'm going to be muting, and then I'll have to step off.
So just in general, my objectives, so you all can understand where my orientation is with what I, where I'm going with my projects and my work. The model that I operate on, that I try to build into the work that I, and the sites that I'm managing, is a content-driven model or a traffic-driven model. Basically, put as much content out there in as many forms as possible to increase traffic. The key parts of this model are diverse program offerings in multiple formats, text, audio. Other key aspects are audio archives. Having no subscription or free access to this content is also key in this model. And maximum participation by staff is also critical. Search engine placement to bring in new traffic and new traffic in general are all key aspects of this model. So that's just an overview. The e-commerce side of this, the revenue side of this, is an honors system-driven model, which is largely what the stations do over the air. Basically, if you like what you read or hear or see on the site, you will pay for it when asked. And key here is high traffic. So high traffic leads to the first content-driven traffic model that I just spoke about a minute ago. So the two go hand in hand. And that's kind of why I'm excited about the licensing and distribution task force and the work that's been going on over the last year in this area, because it goes hand in hand with the model that I've been working on since, I first spoke to the IPNB in 2002. So other objectives are to simply provide services and tools for Pacifica staff and clients like our affiliates, and provide tools and services for the Pacifica public. So that's basically those are my objectives without getting into tasks yet. My barriers at work, If I'm being too remedial here, pardon me, but I got the sense that you folks want to get a better idea of what I do. So major barriers in my work are, as I just mentioned, that there is no budget. And so I have limited or really no money to work with. A lot of the projects that you hear me talk about revolve around open source software. Some of that is for political reasons, because I politically agree with that, but is also for the financial reasons. I have no budget, so I have to go and look for free software and other kind of resources. So another major barrier for me is a general lack of computing understanding and skills within the organization, so that makes launching new projects, new services additionally challenging, because there's more training time, more support time required, and a larger learning, the learning curve tends to be slower, more drawn out, so the training process tends to be a lot longer. The final three major barriers for me have been lack of content, believe it or not, in certain areas. For example, we don't have a photographer, and in our 50, almost 60 years, we really lack a photo history. In speaking to Pacifica Radio Archives, they feel the same way, that we've never made as an organization an effort to go out there and seek photo content to record our own history, and to, we need this for our own multimedia, for our brochures, for our websites. So content like photography, even video in this day and age, we don't have an organized method to get this kind of content. This is more advanced, but it is, and also things like Pacifica history, about Pacifica. If you look at the Pacifica website today, the About Pacifica section is rather poor, I admit. And one of the first conversations I recall having with Dan Coughlin in 2002 was about finding someone or paying someone to write a brief history. We talked about someone like Matthew Lazar, who wrote a book on Pacifica. And these are things that could never get into a budget to approve, to find someone to write content for the site, not just program content, which we generate every day, but things like about us, our history, our timeline of sort. I'm certainly not the right person to do that. I could write some brief things, but those are big barriers. What are some of the tasks and projects I'm working on right now? I'm working on a e-commerce solution that's also a CRM, which is a constituency relational management tool. In this case, a CRM is an acronym for a handful of different software solutions. In this case, it's basically a set of tools that work together that help manage membership. And it's a software, open source software, that's developed, targeted for nonprofits. In fact, it was developed for the Howard Dean campaign, and you may have heard me talk about it in the past. I have installed it, and we may get to it if we can hang in there in about half an hour, if I can hang in there and show you some of the front end of that. That application is called Civi CRM, and it actually integrates very well with Joomla and Drupal. So KPFA uses Drupal, and KPFK uses Mambo, which can also use it. So basically, four of our five sites could use this solution once it's perfected. That's one of my major projects right now. Another one is planning on the implementation for AudioPort version 2.0, which I hope to be in the works over the next quarter. That's another project. It's a classic example of a project that will not happen if there's, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but it will not happen if there's transition at the top. And it's AudioPort version 2.0 would be a real big enhancement of services. Podcasting specifically, and some privacy and security issues are dealt with, as well as other bugs would be corrected in this version. And other things that would be, I think, of interest to the LSB and PMB is I'm wrapping up a fully live and complete version of a PacificaFoundation.org that will be complete by the next PMB meeting, so that all coming soon or to be announced kind of, sections in the site. I've been saying the PacificaFoundation.org is really a beta site. It's not even live yet in my view. It's not yet public, so it will be public by the next PMB meeting, and that's a PMB side and a national office side with financial records, et cetera. A lot of this is there, but again, it's not 100%. So, and then the last couple of things are for Pacifica.org. I'm finishing up a full traffic report that I'm going to bring to the next PMB meeting as well that goes back to 02 till present. And I'm going to try to include audioport.org traffic as well, though I don't have, I only have it from the point we started in 04. I don't know how much historical data I can have for audioport.org and, if possible, Pacifica Network, but certainly for Pacifica.org, a full traffic report. And that's basically another minor task, but those are the big things I'm working on right now. Actually, in addition, I want to add for WBAI, because there is, I guess they're kind of shorthanded in this area for the time being. I just finished a shopping cart solution a couple of weeks ago, and I have a few other tasks that are, that is, it's functional, and it's been ready since their drive, but there are a couple other tasks that are remaining, and I'm kind of working on those now, as well as implementing the program guide, which is the software that I'm going to do the run-through in a minute. That's you'll see at Pacifica.org. I've also installed it at WBI.org, and it's functional as well, but it's not yet. None of the staff is yet using it, so I am in the process of setting up training sessions for WBI staff for that as well, and that should be well on the way before the next PMB meeting as well. So those are the big projects and tasks I'm working on, and so with that, I would like to start a run-through of Pacifica.org, unless there are questions.
Anybody have questions?
That's a pretty impressive list.
Okay, I hope I haven't lost anybody, and I hope I was not talking too fast, but I will continue at the pace unless I hear otherwise. So, starting at Pacifica.org, I would like to just basically do a run-through with you folks of Pacifica.org, given the time, and then talk about some of the other sites rather than do a run-through, I think, at this point. But let's see how it goes. If you see the site, if you visited the site over the last 3 or 4 months, you'll see that it's been completely revised. And as I mentioned a minute ago, there's a custom application at the center of this, which is the internal word, is we call it the program guide. That's what I've been calling it under development. We may want to come up with a sexier, better marketing word or name for it so we can, when we start doing our real marketing campaigns around this in the next 6 to 12 months. But anyway, it's based on Joomla, as I mentioned earlier as well. Joomla is an open source content management system. It's a very popular, award-winning application that is actively developed by its core team of programmers, which means that new features, when new technology comes out, new features are implemented that take advantage of these new technologies. It's an efficient application. And so thinking from my perspective was to build an application, rather than reinvent the wheel and rebuild a site from scratch, to build an application that would manage our radio content, that would serve our needs as a radio network, but that would fit into a larger framework. And Joomla was chosen because it's such an active application, et cetera. So if you look at the site, Pacifica.org has been transformed to focus on radio content, where one of the old complaints that I heard was it was full of a lot of different things, and people couldn't find what they wanted to find, and specifically they couldn't find, they felt, programming, as well as other financial and governance issues. And so the solution was to separate out sites that would be targeted for each purpose. So here at Pacifica.org, the site was transformed to be targeted for radio content only and other internal and station-specific information was shifted to the other sites. So when you get to the site, you see programs at the very top. You see a home link. You see programs by topic. And if you hover there, you have current events, public affairs, news, arts, specials, and all available tags. The next, if you hover over to the right, you have programs by station, and you can see basically the station grid for each of our stations, as well as a national grid consolidated. And then finally, an About Pacifica link, which consolidates everything else from station information, mission, PMB, staff, et cetera, all under this one submenu.
Pete, may I ask a question? This is Rob.
Sure.
Are there people at the local stations that are responsible for providing you with content and support for these things?
Not at the local stations providing with content, not so much.
Isn't that part of the plan here, though, so that news and information and other local station content can be aggregated?
That is the plan, but for that to happen, a lot of training and a lot of time is going to have to happen. And I've already had one initial training at WBAI. And I'm going to be using WBAI as the initial pilot station because I'm in this proximity, and they have expressed a desire to use the software. So I think in the next 2 to 3 months, there'll be a good percentage of the technically motivated producers at WBAI using this, and in that case they'll be contributing content to both Pacifica.org and WBAI.org. So it's like a win-win for both nationally and locally. But right now it's not happening yet because it's...
Well, can you tell us what the obstacles to these sorts of things not happening? Because there's a pattern that's emerging in all of the things that you've told us in the last meetings about why we don't have budget, why we don't have support for budget. So could you tell us, in your view, what the obstacles are to that happening?
There are a lot of barriers. I mean, not a lot, and they're not super complicated, but the barriers are fund drives coming. I did a training, for example, a month before the drive started, and now with the drive, I can't do another training until the drive ends, and then continue and go into another, more advanced training session, et cetera.
So, would it be safe to say that there's not local station support for network initiatives?
I would say over my 5 years, that's definitely been the case.
Okay,
That's it.
I don't need any more discussion.
It does, but it's not a consistent. It fluctuates, and at least now I feel for this project, at WBI I'm getting support, I have to say.
Good.
So, yeah. But, okay, so the content on Pacifica.org now is found through multiple different ways, trying to take into account how different visitors get to the site and how they would want to find things, so to speak. So the traditional way, in the past, the old Pacifica.org, the only way you can find programming is by programs. So if you wanted to find Democracy Now! Show, you can only find it through Democracy Now! Links. But if it was a segment, regarding media or police brutality or some other issue, you couldn't find it by that topic. So one of the big enhancements here in the program guide, this new custom application, is that program segments are separated by topics or tags. And tags are really hot if you visit sites like Flickr and sites like YouTube and a lot of these popular sites with tags, a lot of Web 2.0 features like interaction, like comments, etc. A lot of these are features in general that I've tried to integrate into the new site. So starting with, let's continue with the homepage for a minute. And then at the center of the homepage, you have recent Pacifica programming that can be in the topics that are displayed here can be controlled by the administrator rather easily, in this case myself, and I consult with Nathan and Greg with breaking issues, et cetera, so we can put something on top if it's a particular day, et cetera. So when International Working Women's Day happened, the International Working Women's tag was at the top of the page. et cetera. So, let's go into, for example, programs by topic. If you click on the link that says programs by topic, either on the horizontal link on top in the red or on the main menu link on the side there, programs by topic, without any of the drop-down options, just at the very top, programs by topic, takes you to the top 50 tags or top 50 categories. And this is a one way, again, that people can find our programming if they are not familiar with our grids and what the names of the shows are, et cetera, but they know that they have an interest in health or a particular topic, they can go here. So let's, for example, if you're looking at the top 50 categories, this is a tag cloud, and national, U.S., international, Iraq war are larger. They're at the top because they are more frequent. There are more segments and programs that that use these keywords or tags. Keywords, tags, categories, I'm using these three words interchangeably, and for all intents and purposes, in this case, they are. Keywords, tags, and categories are the same. And in terms of jargon for a second, the hierarchy of the jargon is, in terms of programming, is we have programs like Democracy Now! Or Free Speech Radio News. They have shows or episodes on a daily or weekly basis, and those shows or episodes are comprised of segments. It could be one or two or 10 or 15 segments, depending on how long the program is. Having said that, we're looking at the top 50 categories. If you click on feminism, it's in the middle of the second to last row in the tag cloud there. If you click on feminism, it takes you to segments that have been tagged with feminism. And you'll see, by the way, that there's not, you'll see in general that there's not a lot of content there. I am both backlogged and behind on the putting in of content, of inputting the content. I'm doing it myself right now still.
You're doing the tagging?
I'm doing the tagging, the putting in of all the shows. And so two things have to happen. Like I said earlier, the stations are going to have to, you know, training at the local station, so staff does more of this, and I have to get a volunteer crew together. But that's a barrier for the content. And also, I haven't put in any of the old content. So prior to 2007, you know, we don't have anything there. So we really need to get volunteers in order to get that task completed. But for now, you see there are four segments that have been tagged with feminism. And if you and one of them is International Women's Day, and the program that aired that was a national special, a Pacifica national special. So if you, does everyone, at least everyone in front of a computer, are you all there or?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, thank you.
So and then click on the International Women's Day link.
Yes.
This segment. So now here is. This is the end result. Whether you find the segment by a search, whether you find the segment by the tag cloud that we just went through, or whether you find it by the program, in this case, a Pacifica National Special, or again, it could be Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, or a local show, a local program. Whether you go the program route, or the grid route, or the search route, or the tag route, ultimately you end up here in a segment. And this segment, again, is the two-hour International Women's Day special. So that's the text that you see there is the press release that was sent out by Nathan. And you see to the right, there's a light gray box to the right that has a few items. At the top, it has a big Pacifica logo. You should see if you have an updated version of Flash, you'll see a Pacifica logo in there. And if you click on the logo or click on the play button underneath that, it will start playing the segment. And that's an embedded Flash player. And so if there are archives available for this show, for any show in question, that's why the archives in general play a big role here. The end user can then click and listen without having to launch a player without having, you know, in the past they would click on a link and they would, their real player would open up, or their Winamp or their whatever application they use, iTunes, etc. And in this case, you don't have to have any other application installed. So if you're at a public cafe and there's limited software installed, just a browser, every browser, pretty much over 90% of the browsers have Flash or some version, so you'll at least hear it. And again, if you have the most recent version, you'll even see the program logo, in this case, the Pacifica logo. And under that... Okay, under that, it says related topics. And here are is basically the tags that are associated with this segment, or this segment or the whole show. In this case, this is one segment for one whole show. I didn't break it up into individual segments, so it's just the whole 2 hours here. And then beneath that, it says other segments from this show. If there were other segments, in this case, it's International Women's Day is the only segment, you would see them all there. So that kind of ties this segment together with others from that day. So that if you're in this case, let's say this were Free Speech Radio News, if you're a fan of Free Speech Radio News and you got to one segment and you wanted to go along and hear the rest of the broadcast and follow along with the text, these links here would be of use to you, because you can then get to other segments in that show and follow along with the text.
Pete, I have a specific question.
Okay.
This is Rob again.
This is Mary Berg, and I'm having to sign off the call, and I'm really sorry. I hope it'll all be streamed and I'll go. This is something I really wanted to do, but I've got a bad conflict. So
Okay. Thank
you very much, Pete, and I'll go through it, I hope, in the streaming with my computer on. Thank you so much. Bye.
Good night, Mary.
Bye, Mary.
Pete, I went to the website a couple of weeks ago to listen to the International Women's Day programming, and it only had one of the 2 hours. When you clicked on the second hour, it ran the first hour again. But the other concern I have is that I couldn't find the other programming that the other local stations did on International Women's Day, assuming that they did something different or special or had a number of shows.
Yeah, okay, two different issues. The one with but the audio, in this case, it's two separate audio files. It's a bug in this present version of Program Guide. I hope to have that. Basically, it's not a bug. It only has room for one MP3 per show right now.
I see.
And in this case, it was broken up into two MP3s. I could go ahead and stitch them together, and I thought I did, but I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to bust your chops, Pete.
Fine. That's a legitimate bug, and this is the first version. But you know, it's not a critical bug. I would say it's a minor bug. Because
sure.
In most cases, example, Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, the show is one entire MP3 file.
Right.
It's not individual files. So that's why it was designed this way, because in 99% of the cases, every episode or show would have just one file associated with it. This is an anomaly.
But what about capturing the other programming for International Women's Day in the same way as capturing other programming for National Black History Month or so?
When you say capturing, what do you mean, like local archives or?
Well, it's not clear to me that the way the architecture works now, that I'm going to find what other local stations did on International History Month there under feminism or under International History Month as a subset.
Correct. You're only going to find right now what I put in,
and
as other stations embrace this, that will build. And that's another reason why I designed this to work into Joomla, because ICWBI was using it, and KPFK, as I said, uses Mambo, so this could potentially be used at all the stations or some version of this, but right now it's still at its infancy stage. It's still a fetus. I shouldn't say fetus. It's a newborn. It's a newborn, but it's very early on into the development phase.
Right. It's just one of my concerns is that if our goal, which I think it should be, that ultimately as much Pacifica programming as possible should be available to people digitally, If the local station websites do not present this sort of information, it has to be presented on the Pacifica website. But if there are not staff that are working with you cooperatively, we're never going to be able to capture that information. And so in the same way that when the Pacifica Radio Archives does archives specials from the vault, if the local stations don't post and host and promote that stuff, the local listeners don't know that it's available.
I agree.
Can we stay? These are very valuable.
All right, Mr. Chair. If I'm getting off the, I'll shut up. I thank you for your.
I agree, and I will say in 3 months, I'd like to reevaluate this, how this project's being embraced. And I want to look at it as a case by case, project by project basis here. And
I'm sorry for getting us off the track.
No, it's okay. So far, so good, as I said, but it's just early. It's too early to say. But
let me remind us that we are 2 hours into this, and
yeah.
I really want Pete to go as long as he can, because I would like to take this segment and broadcast it as much as I can, because I think it's tremendously valuable.
I just want to finish a couple of things about other features on this page, because this is the bulk of what people will see. The bulk of the visits ultimately end up on a page like this, other segments, though. So a couple of things, and then explain how this would work into WBI.org and then other local station sites under the model that I have, you know, set up here. So continuing down the page, that wraps up that little gray bar, that little gray sidebar on the right, and then you have the text, as I said, which is basically, in this case, the press release. In normal scenarios, producers would be adding their own content, adding their own tags, because they themselves know best what the segments relate to, and filling in the other segments per show, so they can then go back and edit, add links, updates, you know, their guest information as need be. They have full access to this system once they start using it. So, and then the final couple of features here. If you are a registered user, and registering on the site is free, and we encourage people to register so that we can develop a legitimate email list to use as a mailing list. And so one of the benefits, one of the features, if you registered, you can post a comment. And so if you see below, there's one comment by myself, excellent, great program, and there's some text there. And so registered users, given, again, there are not a dozen comments here as there should be for a good show like this, but that's because I haven't really promoted yet that these features are there. These features just went live in the last month, basically, and I haven't really started a marketing campaign around it, but still kind of, you know, ensuring it all works 100%. But this is there, and it works, and it's a very exciting aspect. This is a very exciting part of the new features, because this brings in the feedback mechanism, so producers can get and build a dialogue with users, say, you know, that was a great guest, or this is a great segment, or you could have had this person on, or, you know, the KPFA has a similar show about this, check this out, et cetera. So this is a great forum to have that kind of feedback, and it's a popular feature in the sites I mentioned earlier, the Flickr and the YouTube-type sites that are very popular that have developed a big online community. One of the reasons they have an online community is because they have this conversation going on, these discussions through, in the case of Flickr, the content that they discuss is images, photography, etc. In this case, people will discuss our radio content. You know, we know our listeners are very motivated. They love our content. So I think this is going to be actually a big hot item once we start really pushing it out there. And the last thing that is available for registered users, again, is that they can make segments and shows and programs, for that matter, favorites and tags. So they can tag a feminism as a favorite, or Pacifica National Specials or Free Speech Radio News or any kind of program as a favorite. And so when they log in, I'm looking at the site and I'm logged in, and at the very top where the red navigation is, to the right of all the other links, to the right of About Pacifica, I have another link that I see as a registered user that says My Pacifica. So I have a My Pacifica page that's basically like a custom area that shows me the topics and tags that I'm interested in, the programs I'm interested in. I think this also, once the software is embraced and a diverse, healthy amount of programming is in place, I think this feature is also going to be very popular with the visitors, because it lets them kind of weed out all the other content and they can go right to the stuff they want to see. So again, this is also a popular feature in a lot of the Web 2.0 websites that are hot in the States today, internationally that is. So anyway, so that's on this page. Now, how does this relate to the local sites and what?
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. This is Alfonso Rivera. I'm gonna need to log off. I have a show that I need to take care of. And you know, I have been a very, very passive member. But I'm as you know, I'm new on this. This is actually my second meeting, and I'm just getting all this information just to try to give an opinion or something. But I am very interested. I want to keep participating, but at this time I need to go because I have a show to do. Okay?
No problem. So, thank you for staying.
Thanks, Alfonso.
I need to get up. Okay. See you guys later.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you. On that note, am I going too into too much detail or too slow, or is this not the kind of information you wanted to hear?
I know that this is taxing, and basically people are going to kind of just fall away, but I think this is really important. I may be speaking out of turn, but we have it is 9:30, so if anybody wants to raise a point, they can, about this presentation.
I'm going to have three questions for Pete at some point.
This is that Allie?
Yes, it is.
Three little words.
Well, go ahead.
I think this is great to go through. I also will have a couple questions probably at the end.
Okay, Pete, let's keep moving at your pace.
Okay.
Like I said, I am going to... publish this wherever I can.
That's
so
great.
If you could kind of give us an overview of its uses, I'd love it. This is great.
Mr. Chair, maybe if you could let people know how much longer Pete's going to be taking this tour, then people like Andrea and Ali could decide when they have to weigh in with their comments.
This is Anne. I also have a quick question. I just got my internet back working. Can you tell me where you are?
Sure.
Pacifica.org.
If you go to Pacifica.org,
and just search
feminism.
Okay.
One result will come up. Click on that result, and that's the tag. That's all these segments that are tagged with feminism. And there you'll see four links, four segments. Click on International Women's Day. And that's where we are.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll go less than 10 more minutes. And I'll speed up the pace a bit in terms of, you know, not so step by step. Now, how this ties into the local station sites, for example, starting with WBI.org, is that producers would enter the content at one central place, and it would then synchronize with the other site. Now, to achieve this and not have any data errors, the only place to do it, the one central place that's ideal, I think it makes most sense, is Pacifica.org. So what would happen is all producers would have given a user password to a Pacifica.org, to the administrative area of the Pacifica.org site. They would log in and enter their segments and then update and do changes going forward. And then within 15 minutes or 30 minutes, depending on how we set up the cron jobs or the synchronization, the same data is then displayed on the local site. So end users will then see the same special, the same segment text, the tags on WBI.org, for example. And at WBI.org, they'll see the segments and tags, but then registered users at WBI.org will have their own conversation, their own discussion, so the comments don't get synchronized. And the MyPacifica.org information doesn't get synchronized. So at the local sites, there'll be a MyWBI.org area. So every local station that uses this can develop their own online community around their station's content. What happens at Pacifica.org is just a more national discussion with the like an umbrella like of all the content. One last feature that I actually overlooked is just a little bit below the comments section, and it's a listing of about 12 to 15 little icons in a row, in a horizontal row, and it says tag it first. Just under a text that says powered by as rules Jim comment, there's a thing that says tag it with all these little icons. Those icons are links to social bookmarking websites. Social bookmarking websites are a very popular, I guess, kind of updated version of us. They do many things. They do various things. But one thing they do, they're an updated version of search engine. And where in the past the search engine told you what the link, what the relevancy of certain things are, and they tell you the ranking. In these social bookmarking sites, registered users rank things and rank web pages by their own popularity, you know, by the way that they want to do it, democratically, so to speak. So a lot of these social bookmarking sites are also niche sites. For example, there's one of these are called Dig, and Dig is a technical based site. So people that are IT people, web people, and others, but mostly technical people, will bookmark pages that they think are hot pages. This is an important page. This is a good page. This is a lot of information. And then other people will check it out, and then they'll also rate it or give it a thumbs up, so to speak. So the more people that you know, vote for it, these different sites have different jargon for how they call it, rate it, rate it, whatever. But basically, the more people that embrace your content, the higher up it goes in relevancy. Another way to look at what this is, these little tagged icons, basically what it is we're allowing our registered users, our end users, who are our most motivated listeners, right, to basically leaflet our content in these widely popular websites. The top three of these 12 icons that I show here, the top three are in the U.S. top 100 websites daily visited, and that's Dig, Technorati, and Delicious. Now, they all have funny names, and it's like 10 years ago, Yahoo and Google sounded really funny to people. Now they're like parts of the dictionary. They're like everyday conversational words.